Friday morning. Good morning, Trinidad and Tobago. It's Mixed Nuts on a Friday. It's Comedy Club. It's where you give us a clean but funny jokes. That's correct. How are we asking you? Honestly. You think you need a vacation from your spouse? From your girlfriend, your fiancé, your wife? You think you need a vacation, man? That number 6235105. Or you can WhatsApp at 3881051. And we got some people in school in class already. Yeah, good morning, George, president class. I'm early today so I can leave on time. Ayana. Good morning, Ayana. How are you? Oh, we got some early morning voice notes.
Georgie, blessed morning. Just want to send some love and blessing out here to Jordan Malaba. Also, Sir Mr. Malan Likor. 1252. And also, 1582. Georgie, let Trinidad and Tobago know we all love them. And to be safe outside here. Best man inside.
Oh, good morning, George. Trillian Anthony Roberts from Carnage in class early. President class Kisha and Mr. Bala. Good morning, Big Daddy George and my Mixed Nuts family. Have a blessed and safe day.
Good morning, George Gonzalez. I would like to send my love to my grandchildren, Amir, Kalisha, Shafiq, Shaquem, Raheem, Amaya, and Hezekiah George, early in my business this morning. George, you have a blessed morning. You and Nikki Nick, I'm out. This is Purple Diamond Lockdown on Vibe 6105.
And that's what we're talking about. Correct, guys. Hello, morning.
I'm sorry, your number.
That's correct, it's Friday. Give me a clean but funny. Oh, tell me, do you need a vacation from your spouse? That is important. Hello, morning.
Hello, good morning, George Gonzalez.
Good morning, darling. How are you?
Fine, thank you.
It's always good to hear from you.
Yes, I just would like to send good morning to my good friends in Canada, Nisha Gardner and Paula Gardner. And I don't need no holiday. I always on holiday.
That's
all
what we...
time. Need no holidays.
That's what we're talking about.
God have a blessed morning. You and Nikki Nick and all you 105 callers.
Thank you, honey bunch. Good morning, Big Daddy George, Shireen, President Class. Just remember, today is Friday, and today's class party. Hope everyone remember what to bring. Hope you guys have a wonderful day. But just so you call in, I'm in class at 5 o'clock this morning, boy. Sitting next to Ravi B. Original Douglas. Our George, Martin and Daniel reporting the class. Present, sir. Well done, well done. That's what we're talking about. Hello, morning. Good morning.
Yeah, morning, George. Lewis here from Quinnipiac.
Hey, Lewis, how you doing, my friend?
Yeah, I do. I want to start fighting for what we know now. I really fighting to
people. Yeah.
Now, they ain't listening, boy.
Correct.
Okay, when you start with that phrase, that is what I can say with that. And that is all.
Yeah, but boy.
I'm present in class.
Very good, buddy. You say frightened. Morning, Jill from Point 14. Blessings to everyone. Be safe. Morning, George. I'm in class early, boy. Morning to all my classmates. I took a permanent vacation from my husband. and not leaving paradise to go back. Love you guys, Pat. Pat, you ain't easy. You ain't easy at all. Hello, morning. Morning.
Hi, morning, George.
Morning, baby. How are you?
I am fine, thank you. And yourself?
Not bad at all.
First, I want to tell you I enjoy your program every morning. I have my laughing while I'm working.
Thank you.
But let me tell you this. I would love to have a holiday from the one I have, especially when they like to drink rum and coffee.
Oh, God, I say that now.
Have a nice day, George.
Oh, baby. We say good morning, Tobago, Shuggy, Judy, Trixie, Tracy, the Smith family, Plymouth, Tobago, Jama, Shuma, Mr. and Mrs. Phone Card, Tobago, Tobago, good morning, Keisha. Hello, morning.
Good morning.
Morning.
Andy in class.
Yeah, Andy, how you going, brother? Nice.
Have a nice day.
Yeah, boy, Andy, thank you. I joined in the class first time caller present this morning. Yeah, boy, you ain't give me your name. How I know who is you, boy? Or Jill from Point 14. Jill, boy. Morning, Jill. Good morning, George Charles from Dugo present in class. Blessings to you. Be safe out there. It's Mixed Nuts on the Vibe. Simply reacting for clean but funny jokes. And we also asking, do you need a vacation from your partner? Be it your girlfriend, your boyfriend, your fiance, your husband. Hello, morning.
Morning, George.
Morning. How are you?
How are you doing, darling?
I good, girl. And you?
I'm good, thank you.
Good to hear.
I'm just calling to say good morning to you on TNT. Everybody have a blessed weekend and a safe weekend.
So, Cherry, tell me something now.
Yes. Wait a moment to tell you, George.
I want to know, do you think you could take you need a vacation from your partner?
George.
Yes.
For 13 years.
Yes.
I've been married.
Mm-hmm.
And within that 13 years, I always come down for a month. 6 months, 3 months.
And leave him alone?
I leave him alone, George.
You know the easy girl? You know they have a saying, when the rat away, the mice will play.
Yes, George, I heard all about that.
Mm.
Yeah, I heard all about that, George.
I just want to let you know, my middle name is Rat.
Rat?
Yeah.
And you're 3881051.
Yes.
I will tell you what my name is, but I can't, George. The whole of Trinidad will hear.
When the mice away, the rat will play. Or when the rat
but
away,
George,
the mice
George,
will play. Yes.
Let's be realistic.
Come on.
Whether you're there or you're not there, if they want to do something, George, they will do it.
Agreed.
So whether you take a holiday from them or you don't take a holiday from them, if a woman chooses to do something, she will do it. If a man chooses to do something, he will do it. You can't stop that.
I always say so. You
yeah. You
can't stop it at all.
No, you can't. So it's up to the individual what they want to do. If you have a man that's faithful and want to be there and a woman that's faithful that want to be there, God bless them. But at the end of the day, George, there's man and woman that going out there and doing their thing and coming back and lying down with their spouse. Like
correct.
Nothing ever happened.
Correct. Dangerous.
So it doesn't matter whether you take a break from them or you don't. It's up to the individual how faithful they want to be to you.
Cherry, but you're talking with a lot of experience there, girl.
No, but I'm just saying hypothetically, you know, it's fact is fact and it is life.
Correct. Agreed.
You understand, George?
Agreed.
Yeah, so, you know, whoever have that type of relationship where their husband and wives are totally faithful, God bless them, because it's very rare you find these things now.
Correct. You're so right.
So, my darling.
Yes, baby.
To you have a blessed weekend. I have you on WhatsApp and I would link you.
You stay on the line. Stay on the line. Don't go nowhere.
Hold on.
Now, the number that you have there, the WhatsApp number, is the station's WhatsApp number.
Okay.
It's not mine. Well, what I will do.
I ain't going nowhere, George. I'm right here. Do you?
I will call you. I will call you. I will call you and give you my number.
Okay, so you have my number there?
Yep, I do.
All right, cool. Do that, George. It will be an absolute pleasure.
Okay, Cherry.
You have a blessed one, baby.
Okay, honey.
Bye-bye.
Yep, guys, it's Friday morning. And we asking you for a clean but funny joke. And do you want a vacation from your better half? Let's hear what this was not to say.
Morning, Big Daddy. Original Bumpy from Marula here in class. I would love to have a vacation from my spouse right now. But we are talking about canal on the air. George, I want to hear Sugar Island, Carl Jacobs and David Runner. Please, now. How possible?
I'm going to see what I can do.
Enjoy your day.
Yeah, brother. Hello, morning. Morning.
Good morning.
Oh, morning. How are you?
Morning, Jody.
How are you?
Good, your queen. Doing better this morning. Finish. Finish 11 and leave here about 8:30.
Oh, today you're leaving also?
Yeah, my flight is 10:30.
Ah, very good, very good.
Yeah.
Again, safe flight. Be very careful.
I am. You know I have all my gears on that flight.
Correct. Correct.
Yeah. More sanitizer than anything. Gloves, everything, everything. I have everything that I could protect my eyes and everything.
That sounds safe.
Say good morning to Miss Phone Card for me and everybody else who sent prayers for my daughter.
No problem.
And to you too, George. I will call you tonight.
All right, Queen Terry.
I get in Angela like about, I think, 1:30 or 2 o'clock. Something like that.
Okay, good. Please give all of them hugs and kisses for me.
I will do that. Okay, yep. I'll FaceTime you with the kids.
Okay, babes.
All right, George.
Thank
you.
I love you too, hands.
Stay safe, okay?
Okay, babes.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Maria Santana in the Ministry of Works and Transport in Chaguana is locked on. Good morning, Maria, and the entire crew.
Hi, good morning. Panda from the Innovative Security Patrol and Team Locked On. Shouting out everyone who we can have.
Good morning, George, President Class. Yes, I would love to have a holiday from away from him. I could take a whole year, Diane. A whole girl, you're pushing it now. A whole year, you say, you know? A whole year, you're saying. Morning, George. Imagine a well-known pharmacy like Omega Pharmacy. There's no sink outside to wash hands before entering. No water to flush toilets, and the staff there are sick, but still dealing with the customers. Lord help, because the owner just care about money and not people. That's in Omega. Hello, morning.
Hello, good morning, my brother.
Hey, how are you going?
Today, my birthday, happy chance, 74 today.
Oh, no, nice man. Yeah, man, happy birthday to you. Yeah, they come a long way there, you know.
Huh?
You come a long way.
Well, I try hurricanes for run them out, but I run them out.
You run them out. You easy.
I want to play a nice love song for me.
What you want to hear?
Send me that to live
remote. I will see if I could do that.
But check your one for me now. Something with heart, you know, I'm the Indian Valentino.
Use the Indian Valentino.
Right, that's right. You're the white man, but I'm the Indian one, right?
I hear you.
Right?
Okay, but no.
Okay, so thank you.
Yeah, man.
You like to myself, you know how.
Yep. All the best to you, man.
You keep good. I want to hear all the all right,
eh? Yeah, man. Don't worry. You're safe. We got another voice note.
George, morning. Joel from Point 14. Just picking up to everybody in Trinidad and Tobago. And wear all the masks and stay good. Blessed day to everybody.
That's correct, guys. We need to continue wearing our masks. Don't feel that time go down and that time over. No. We need to wear our masks. We shouldn't take those chances. You know what I mean? 6235105. That's the number to call us. Give us a clean but funny. Clean but funny.
Mixed Nuts in the Morning on the Vibe CT 105 FM.
You know, we're asking people, do you ever feel to take a vacation from your spouse, from your better half, your fiance, your boyfriend, your girlfriend? You know, sometimes you just, not that you want to go and cheat, but you just want some time that is your time. So you don't mind taking. Maybe you go to Barbados, you go wherever part of the world for 2 weeks.
I'll 2 weeks apart.
Yeah. How you feel about that? What do you think?
I think that's perfectly fine. That's awesome. I would love to have a vacation every now and then. Actually, my girl and I, what we used to do every year, we would go on a little girls trip.
You're going on a girls trip?
I think that is the equivalent to taking a little vacation from your partner, your spouse, you know, and from everybody else that you're accustomed to. Usually, it would be cool to go with that one person that, you know, you don't get to spend all your time with because you have a life. And most of the times, as your dog, your bestie, you want to go and do a little trip away from everybody else.
I don't care how good you and I is. I can never be a dog. Me no dog. You understand? Bestie, I can handle bestie. And we congratulate the TKR for the great job they did yesterday. I think they're back on Saturday.
That's right.
Yep. So, you watching the games, Nicole?
I watching it from a distance. My father is like glued to the television. And he is a little older. So the TV is on and you can hear it from the road. So I am pretty much watching the game.
So you're not older. So you're trying to say he's a little deaf?
A little first.
So you know they say show me your parents and I know where you're gonna be when you get old. So is that how it's gonna be?
Right there.
You're gonna be right there.
I already loud, so I'm very sure I'll be right there. I'm not denying it. I am walking with it. I am present in it, and I'm living it. So it's cool.
Do you have a voice note? Let's listen to this one.
Yeah. Bongo, yeah, Washington, D.C. Boy, the Silvers and them, boy. Saying a prayer for them, boy. God, boy. This is some real trying times, boy, Big Daddy. This is 2020. It's really something, boy. It's one thing after the other. But anyway, George, I can get through by Big Daddy, but I can get through. Have a good day, brother. Be blessed. Keep on doing what you're doing, brother.
I don't know. What are you talking about there, Nicky Nick?
I tried.
Nicole, what are you talking
about? You had a conversation with homie without me.
It sounds so. I mean, I would be nothing but happy. But, you know, as I say, it takes months. You know? Hold on. Morning. Good morning.
Yes, hello. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Good morning. Okay. Good morning to you on the panel. Yes.
Morning again.
Yeah. I just called in to talk on the topic.
Yes.
Okay. Well, right now I'm giving you a life story.
Mm-hmm.
Woo!
Yes. A gentleman leave his partner and went on with another partner. And for the past 10 months or so, he ain't see his partner. And right now, he ready to drink Gramazone.
What? Tell me.
This is a life story.
So,
a real story.
A real story. So, this partner thing is better you stay where you are.
Wait, but he ready to drink grass.
So
he ready to drink
grass.
Because what? Because he wants to go back by the other partner and she don't want to take him back? Or because this one is just sending him crazy? What?
Because this one is just sending him crazy.
Oh, gosh.
I'm a little confused.
Well, this one is sending him crazy. He doesn't like what he gets.
He went is a grass is greener situation. He went somewhere else to figure out, I guess it looked better, and then it wasn't. But he go somewhere else because he wanted a little vacation, because we define vacation as you're coming back, you know.
Afraid all your boy. Afraid all your, you know.
Live FM every morning.
Every single morning. Mix Nuts. That's correct. It's Friday. Simple, simple, simple. We asking you. Do you think you need a vacation from your better half? Do you need a vacation? What do you feel? What do you feel? So, you know, sometimes it's just that, it's not that you want to go and get on board or whatever. What you want to do is you want some time alone. You know what I mean? You want some time alone. That's what you want, you know what I mean? 603-5105 is that number to call. Call me and tell me. Call me and tell me. It's the Vibe City 105, guys. Hello, morning.
Georgie, best man here.
Hey, best man, what it is?
I call my, I love that little special nigga, but let me call you just now.
I like, no, I know.
With Mickey Mix, come on, please. You see that special with Patrice and Marshall?
Yeah.
And you love Georgie. Georgie, what do you do with your boy? Let me do how you can do best man.
Yeah, brother, thank you. Nice. Guys, it's Mixed Nuts right here on the Vibe City 105. And let me see, we got some voice notes here. Morning blessings, locked on Claire. Good morning, Claire. It's the Vibe City 105, guys. It's Mix Nuts. Morning, Big Daddy George, Big Brother. Good morning, Big Daddy George. Happy birthday to Michael Dixon from React Team 4928 members. I also say a very special birthday. Very special happy birthday going out to Lorraine. How are you going, Lorraine? Happy birthday to you from all your family and me. I hope that you have a beautiful day with your kids. It's Mixed Nuts, guys. Lauren, you're about, 28 or something, sir? Mixed Nuts! Hey! Hey, Nicole, morning again. Hello. Okay. Nicole, action there, boy. Good morning, Mixed Nuts crew. Ravi be here, boy. Good morning to all Vibe City 105 family and listeners. Have safe day and take care. Good morning to Nicole, a.k.a. Chunky Veg with Chasu Pork. I don't. Why? That is your name and my name. That ain't nobody. Me understand them. Partner, get your own chunky veg and your own chasu pork.
Good morning. So for all who isn't aware, which is probably the entire
Trinidad Tobago.
Yeah, Trinidad Tobago lockdown. Mm-hmm. So George and I are doing this via Zoom. So I am calling in via Zoom and George is blasting me into the conversation. So note if you don't hear me, it's because George is not allowing me to speak. Just so that, like, y'all know that.
Well, I have a volume knob here, and if you continue the road where you're going, it would be tampered with, you know what I mean? But this Zoom thing is really cool. Real cool. Fixing us once again, guys, and we simply asking for a clean but funny joke. But you have any jokes, Nicole?
You know, I always have a few jokes.
Well, I know you have some up your sleeve that, you know, but I don't know, like, you know,
I find hilarious. Like,
well, that's where the problem. You're hilarious and my hilarious is two different hilariouses. You know what I mean?
Yeah, it is. Hold on. Have one though.
Okay.
And it's not like it doesn't need a build up.
Hold on. Let me take this call, baby. Hold on. Hello, morning.
Yes, take the call.
Hey! Nicky, Nicky, hizzle, hizzle, whatever.
Good morning, George. Good morning, Nicole. Morning.
The full team, right? The full team. I love it.
Yes. So we're doing it scattered this morning, but that's okay.
That's cool.
I'll join you all next week. Yeah.
They tried to keep us down, but then we were like, no, you can't.
And good morning to the rest of the world. Now, this question to me, well, I'm not married, but if I was right now, I think I would want a vacation with them, not from them.
That's because you're not married.
Yeah.
when you get married, things are changing, you know, girl.
Yeah. So, but I do believe that too. Like, as much as you might like spending time with people, you need your own time. You know, you need your own personal time. I think that's important too.
So, you know, if we're married, any one of us are married, and you tell me, boy, I need my own time alone. I say, you had your own time all them years. We married. That's not alone time now. You had your alone time since you're born.
So just suppose your wife says, you know, I'm thinking of going...
Stop thinking. No, stop thinking.
What?
Stop thinking. Don't think no more.
No, but Joe, I suppose they say they want to go away for 2 weeks. You have a problem with that?
No, then we'll go. And you're hearing
That's not right.
Yeah. No, I don't understand.
I think he has hearing issues, you know.
Yeah. Don't eat herring or saltfish or bulge oil. Yeah. But no, why? Now, every day that we married 30 uh-huh. years, then I asking you to go on a vacation. I asking your tail. And I paying all the trips and saying, you know, Tibet or wherever you want to go.
Oh, so it's like one Tibet, you say. That's like 10 hours plus, but okay.
Yeah, that's why I said Tibet.
But it has to have a year limit. Like, you have to be married up to a certain amount of years. Then you can start taking a little space from your partner. That's what you're saying.
But I'm glad you got that straight.
Up to 30 years, though?
Well, 30 years, no. We're not 30 years. But you know what I mean?
That's what you said.
You know what I mean?
Because sometimes, you know, people... I mean, of course, the independence level of women and men may vary. Mm-hmm. But sometimes they just need a little space with your girls
exactly.
to regroup.
With your girls?
Yes.
That is more reason for me to be there.
Oh my god, George, Nicky, Nick and I soon enough will be running this show and you'll take a little vacation.
Where's that volume knob again? I don't understand you all at all. So I have a voice note here.
You need time together, you need time apart. Hey George, you know what I was supposed to ask you?
What is it supposed to ask me, honey?
Yesterday I heard But yesterday, something Beatrice said, she called in and she called my name and she wanted to know what was going on, but I didn't hear properly what she said.
And you think I remembered, right?
Oh, God. You know, I knew this was a possibility.
But you know,
that you would forget.
I just want to let you know, I don't know if you're listening, but Beatrice has called about 12 times. So I'm not sure which time you're talking about.
She is part of the show.
I'm not saying no.
I'm just
not saying that negative. I'm saying she's called about 12 times. So I don't know which time you're talking about.
Yeah, she called and she was like, what's going on with Nicky Nick? Something. But I didn't hear it properly. Yeah, well, it's okay, Georgie.
Thank you so much. For making it okay. Guys, it's Mixed Nuts. I gotta take a break. I'm gonna come back.
See y'all later.
All right, honey bunch. We continue with more.
Do you love TNT? Then let's CFTNT. This is Dr. Ross, and I wear my mask in the workplace. You need to respect your co-worker who may have children and elderly at home. Don't give to someone a sickness you do not want for your family or yourself. If you love TNT, do like me and wear your mask. Let's save TNT together.
Start your day the right way with Mixed Nuts in the Morning on the Vibe CT 105 FM.
That's correct, guys. It's Mixed Nuts on a Friday. Nicole is on the line on Zoom.
I love
Zoom. And what I like with George, Zoom.
We have some voice notes, though. I know you was trying to go to the voice notes.
So, I'm not sure, but it's looking like the flag blowing the wind. Look, voice notes, guys. Let's go with this.
Yeah, boy, George, boy. Thanks, boy, George, boy. That little session, it was real nice with Marshall. Like, by my favorite artist, you know?
Yeah.
When I say my favorite artist, I love all these songs I know, you know? Yeah, boy. Take advantage of me this morning. Big up, George. Enjoy your day. Keep doing what you're doing. I love it. George, I want to say morning to Beatrice one time, boy. Beatrice, morning, girl. I don't know when I'm coming down south. When I'm coming down south, I'll call the radio station so you're going to know. So you're going to make the little street better and thing from an angle. And where you want goat milk? I'll real goat milk for you. Don't worry, real milk.
God, no. Right,
so morning to Beatrice. Enjoy your day down in south. Blessings.
Or you need to get a room and stop doing the people thing on here. Morning, Uncle George. Yes. Okay, I don't know what that yes was for, though. Blessed morning, Miss Trinity in class present. Oh, Big Daddy George Curtis, Dookie Lockton from Hollis, Queens. Sending love to all the Vibe City 105 family, loving the house. Good morning to Mixed Nuts. Addison from Cooper, present in class. Have a blessed day, George and Nicole and Nikki Nick.
Morning, guys. Thank you.
So it's simple. We asking you for a clean but funny. You said, but before we went on a break, you said you had a joke?
Yes. I'm
not sure this is what I wanted, yes? But let's try.
It's like an answer back. I don't know how you clap these jokes. I'm going to ask you a question and then I'm going to tell you because you're not going to get the answer right. Okay? And then it's going to be funny.
You don't want me to get the answer right, right?
Or you want it's going to be funny.
Okay. Let's see.
So why do we call...
Why do we tell actors to break a leg?
Yeah.
Okay, I don't know.
Because every play has a cast. Ba-dum-ching. That's what you're supposed to do.
Oh, this is cue for me to laugh?
Yeah.
All right. So,
I entertain myself.
No, I agree. I think if nobody, don't wait for nobody to entertain you. You know what I mean? You entertain yourself with your bad self. You know what I mean?
I feel like my students are entertained as well.
Your students?
So if the principal is not okay with it, we'll go against the grain and just vibes up the place.
Vibes up the place.
Yeah.
Oh, you're good. So we have a voice note here. Hold on. From Big Truck Driver.
Good morning. George, Nicky Nix, Chicky Chong, the boy Big Truck Driver. George, them ladies are over 3 they're climbing up by. They realize anytime they try to test you is on the red line or who's going on?
I like.
George, Big Truck Driver, could join the Zoom? I want to join the Zoom. But George, I want to say, this Big Truck Driver, I want to say a special good morning to Ali Jude, Triple S, and Rajishi. I want to say a good morning to Rajishi. Bodo!
I'm on to Rajishi.
Yeah, I think it's because he's a custom here, not.
I don't. I want to listen back to the first voice note. Hold on, huh?
Good morning. George, Nicky Nix, Chicky Chong, the boy Big Truck Driver. George, them ladies are over 3 they're climbing up by. They realize anytime they try to test you, is on the red line or...
That is. Yeah, you're so not good. You're so not good. I don't understand what he's saying there. So it's Mixed Nuts right here on the Vibe City 105. Don't forget, at 7:30, we got there now. And we got Nico. Give us a call, 6235105. We're asking you, would you take a vacation from your loved one? And a clean but funny. Now, when we say clean and funny, please don't take your cue from Nicole with funny. It was clean, very clean. Let's give it that. Hello, morning. Morning.
Daddy.
Good morning.
Morning. Morning. Yes, George.
I'm listening.
Tell that man I want to go on a holiday.
What do you hear? So what?
I don't want to talk goat milk. I want to go on a holiday.
But what he had to do, he had to send me and you on a holiday.
On a holiday, yeah.
That is what you need.
I think enough for that. And George, I call in anytime
when
I
hear
the station.
If what?
I call in anytime when I hear the station.
You're good. You're right. That's what you're doing.
I tell the monkey, you have nothing to do. I call in anytime, boy.
Beatrice, who call in any back day?
Yeah, man. He listen to me on the radio and I say, play, man.
Oh, what the hell?
I'm on the walk. Yeah,
I ain't calling you. I don't understand you. I don't understand you.
He walking together with me now, so we just hear money radio. He just hear money radio now. So, George, we have for breakfast, right?
Nicole?
Yeah,
she?
The whole day?
Harass him.
Chunky veg.
That's correct. Chunky veg.
All right, George. Eat it. Wake up yourself, George.
All right.
I'll listen to you.
Okay, baby. I like her vibe.
Yes, I
gotta take
and
your advice.
You don't have no problem with saying a man calling me while I'm talking about another man. And
normal, you know. Morning, big daddy, George, Julia in class. Have a great day and stay safe. We have another call next. Hold on. Morning.
Good morning, Georgie.
Morning.
Nick, morning. Chicken, morning. Everybody, morning.
Morning.
George, my joke is on. Why is there the most needed a red pen at work?
Say that again.
Why does the nurse needed a red pen at work?
Tell us.
In case she needed to draw blood.
Oh, that is funny.
I get it.
Everybody
love you all.
You're at home. Shorty, you're home or you're at work?
No, I'm working.
Don't for no reason in your life leave that job to do comedy, okay? Hold on to that job with all your hand. Get some friends to hold on with you. Okay? Thanks a lot, baby. Yeah. All right. I'll see if you get a job for Nicole, too. Mix Nuts on the Vibe City 105. And guys, we're getting ready for the now. Here we go. That's correct, guys. It's time for the now. And my first now is, so I know they say it's alleged. Are you hearing me, Nicole? Okay.
I'm hearing you.
All right, good.
I'm hearing you.
So you know they say that is alleged.
I didn't know I could have talked during the now.
No, you couldn't. No. I just asked if you're hearing me. I didn't say speak now. You didn't hear that part. Are you hearing me? Was what it was, and it's a full stop.
All right, sir.
Good.
Go ahead.
So, I know there's alleged with the Sport TNT and Arnell Roberts and whoever, and you know, money. But what wasn't alleged was the video. And he back in the Senate? No, man. Anybody could just not go pick the parliament and the senators from in jail. No, guys, come on, let's get serious. My next now. So Heinz posts something on social media. And yes, he's a minister and he has responsibility, but he's a human being. And he's saying, why would the guy be looking so strong and well-dressed and not working? And sometimes those are the sentiments people have. People are allowed to make their judgments and say the things they need to say. I would rather not hold back my ministers from telling me what they want so I know who they are than for them to stay quiet and shut up and not let it happen. So to all you guys who say that Heinz should not say nothing, Sorry, guys. I think let's let them speak because it's the only time we could know how they're thinking and, you know, what they're thinking and them kind of things now. So, and I have two guys we're talking about. I have, obviously, I have the TKR winning the game yesterday, which is so, so cool. I think the next game is on Saturday morning at 10 o'clock is the next game. And the $20,000 fine they want to do for the no masks. $20,000 for no mask. I love it. I think that's what Trinidad and Tobago need. I think we play enough with a monthly salary. Nobody want to wear a mask. Everybody have their own thing to say. Sorry, guys. And the word of the day. Patience is faith to accept all life experience without retaliation, even in thought. That's what I'm talking about. The word of the day. That is what we're talking about. So, Nicole.
I am there.
Where on Independence Night, where would you normally be? Because you live Belmont, you said, not so?
Well, I live Belmont, so I usually
close
walk
to the back
down
and
to the Savannah and have a front row seat. And usually, hey, you know how I'm always very timely. So half the time is me running, literally running, because the fireworks start and I now leave in the house.
Okay, so.
But I always have a front seat.
Let me find out something. So, what is the rush to see? Because you could see the fireworks from home, or you could see it from around the Savannah.
Right.
So,
but it's the thing is that you really can't see it from home. Although my home is like 2 minutes literally away from the Savannah. I remember the buildings and trees. So I have to actually be at a point where I can see it, which is the top of the Savannah, the top of the streets there, because all the buildings on Belmont block it off. So your girl is be hot footed. But let me tell you, fireworks is a big dealer. Belmont, you just can't even drive around the Savannah. I feel like when the fireworks start, everybody is just park their car around the Savannah and just like look up and walk leaving.
Do you drag your child with you?
My child is usually dragging me. She's very excited about fireworks. And usually at the end of fireworks, for those who haven't been, they always give you a moment where you think it's done and then it just comes back. So half the time you see people leaving, you just know the newbies.
Correct.
You know, the people who not to
come. Who don't know.
Because they usually leaving and then you hear badam, 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 badam. The big finale.
What is here?
Badam, 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 badam.
Oh,
you know?
Lord
and
of
then
mercy.
You see them all running back like, oh, it's not done. And by the time they reach back,
it's all over. <done. laughs> By the time they reach back, you know, running across. Craziness now. It's Friday. And we just want to remind people, if you love TNT, like we love TNT, then let's save TNT. From this dreaded COVID-19 pandemic, the biggest challenge we are experiencing are persons not wearing the masks. There's an urgent appeal to citizens, please. Let's put on our masks and let's put it on properly. And you know, we need to put it on if we're in a taxi, if we're in the street, in a bar, restaurant, or grocery, the workplace. We need to wear a mask. This is no joke, you know what I mean? People falling down, people dying. Only we, Trinidad and Tobago, could save our beloved country. So if you love TNT the way we do, then let's save TNT together. You agree with me, Nix?
I do. I think it's just common sense.
Yeah, but you know.
But common sense isn't that common.
No, it isn't. I tell people when you're not wearing your mask, I automatically see my children in hospital or my mother in hospital, and I'm not going to be able to see them ever again. If they do get in and get bad and they...
Ever again.
Some people not seeing the parents because of the age, I suppose, it affects them a lot worse than younger people. So, mm-hmm. you know, I mean, if your mom get it, put it in your mind that the chances of not seeing it ever again is great. And that's because of this, yeah. this irresponsible human being who's not wearing theirs. So I get annoyed.
Who's just not wearing a mask. Like, yeah. it's not that hard.
Yeah, I don't. We talking with the master, right?
Yeah.
Just want to make sure. We also want to make sure we're on the same page now. You know. So, guys, it's Mixed Nuts right here on the Vibe City 105. It's George, it's Nicole, and we're asking, do you think you need a vacation from your loved one, your boyfriend, your girlfriend,
your wife, yeah.
So we have Baltimore here.
Morning, George. Morning, Nicky Nick. Morning, Chunky Reds.
Mm-hmm. Morning.
President class. Children, the bigger be safe. We all your masks. Let's do the right thing. Damada Street. Morning again. Hope you all. Wearing all the masks.
Thank you. That's so good. Even people away talking about us wearing our masks, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Mm. Ask Big Daddy George, I have a clean but funny, Ravi B. Ask Nicole, look left and right. What did she see? If I said nothing, well, Dad, you're getting bad to us. You see where you started? Nicole, you see where you started?
What?
You started these people giving these. Morning, George and the Mixed Nuts team. It's 20,000 you just said for not wearing your mask? Nah. If it's so, everybody making a jail. Please be safe, Trinidad and Tobago, Elsa and Phil. You know, as somebody said, they say if you tell men that COVID will give them impotency, they went 3 and 4 masks and then going nowhere, they're staying home. You know, it just tells you what's important, what's not. So
they staying home, right?
If they're not moving, they're staying in a room and they're not moving. We got a voice note here.
George, tell Beatrice, when this COVID over, we go in Japan.
Oh, gosh.
I take in shit Japan, we're going to eat all kind of different things. Plus, I carry in my goat milk with me. Right?
You don't
so
need
when we reach Japan, we are goat milk to drink, we never worry. And we go and try all kind of different cuisine. Right, Beatrice? So as soon as this thing done and we could fly, Japan we head in. George, I find that they should have made the fine a little 2,500, a little 2,000.
No, man.
This is why I'm saying that.
No.
At 20,000, it's kind of hard to find now. But you see that 2,500 to 3,000, you have to find that. You could find that. That's a hot boy heart still. In this kind of time, anyway. If you charge somebody at 20,000, the government then show to get that. Unless it's that 20,000 old lockup.
Well, it's 20,000 lockup.
Make it that 20,000 old lockup. You know?
You know what?
But it's the point is so that they will wear the mask. Correct.
Don't
have to find the money.
If you don't have $20,000. Exactly. So you see how people still thinking, boy, I'm making a 3,000. It means it's almost like it's okay to break the law at $3,000. But you say it's like you're saying, we are going to break the law, so make it less now. You know what I mean? No.
Like, we can't be better. That's not true.
Yeah.
Diego.
I think 20,000.
It will be better.
I think 20,000 is good. George.
But what I want to know, and I didn't read the legislation. Well, I mean, the legislation hasn't passed yet. But does the mask include the shield? I think that has to be very clear.
True.
In terms of a difference.
Well,
and
Pandit said so.
And
the lawyer said, when you say mask, people just put the shirt, the jersey over their nose and their mouth. The shield, as you said. They have all these different things that people call masks.
Mm-hmm.
So you need to define what you mean. But I suppose when they actually make the law, they would do all those things. You know what I mean? George, I now heard you read my message. I love you, Big Daddy. Yeah, that's the one who roughened me up just now.
But what's her name?
She didn't need no name. Or he didn't need no name.
Okay.
I hope it's a she. I love you, Big Daddy. I hope it's a she. You know, just saying.
They love you.
Yes. Good morning, Mixed Nuts. Lexo present, there should also be a penalty for taxi, maxi, and page drivers and the passengers if found over the 50% capacity. 10,000. Mm. Yeah, cool. Okay.
George, I drive in my car, and if I'm giving somebody a lift, my window's down and everybody masked up, you know. At least I mask up, so.
No, I will mask up.
I mean, but that's the extra precaution that we all wear. I know you need your AC.
Yes. But I, you know, hardly, nobody not sticking on lift with me, and very hardly. But if they do, yes, I'll put on the windows. You know, my car still ain't working. Go around, boy. I can't get a computer for it. And, let me not continue. Morning, President Klaus. Dexter from Cookie. Have a blessed Friday, George, and a great weekend to everyone who's listening. So I told you the whole story that is a rat and whatever. I told you that, Nicole?
No, I didn't get it. Sorry.
So my car just stopped working. I heard a puff and smoke came out, and I said, what happened, young boy? Half past 4 in the morning coming to work. So I called Scott, he picked me up, We pushed the car on his side. He wasn't happy, obviously, up us for any morning.
Did you wake up? Scott got up to answer your phone. I told you to quicker call me or something, because...
You?
Scott?
You?
I want to wake up.
Use the up and don't answer your phone. You will be sleeping and answer? Oh, give me a chance. So when the mechanic came and he took the top off of the engine, rat living in the engine... And rat,
when you say
rat.
Normally we say rat, and it's like one, but it's,
well, I don't
not
know.
A plural rat,
I don't know.
Right?
They didn't leave a note saying it's five of us or two of us. Just telling you know, but they observed that rats living, and they bit a piece of wire, and that wire shot off the computer and blew it.
Oh.
So now they can't get a computer, and I'm telling them,
well, take care of your car.
Well, I say, well, the rat had to be, because I leave half past 4 in the morning, so he know, or it knows when I'm leaving, so it comes out the engine, and it knows when I reach the engine and goes back up.
Why?
It had to be, because he's not there, and where would he be, I don't know.
Yeah,
so I have not seen any rats by me, so I don't know where the rat coming from. So I'm going to get somebody to check
but
my...
But I'm assuming you had rat droppings. And that's how they know that
you
rat was
there. No, you know how they know? You know, in your bonnet, there is a fiber that is wrong your bonnet that keeps the heat from going in the car. Well, the rat bit that and carried that into the engine to make it, I suppose, to make a nest or make it warmer. I don't know. So that's what they found there in the engine. Yeah, don't ask, man.
Wow.
Right now they're looking for a computer for a ranger. Anybody? A computer for a ranger? Denise said I could do with a vacation, but I think vacations, I hate to vacate alone because I have nobody to share the experiences with, and I really, really enjoy sharing the experience with people. Yes.
Experimenting.
Correct. Well, no, vacation. Keep it a vacation.
No.
George Kurt from New York, clean and funny. A man came through a lane at the grocery store with a jug of wine and a bouquet of roses. But before paying, he set the two items aside and said, I'll be right back. He ran off only to return a minute later with a second jug of wine and another bouquet of roses. Two girlfriends? Asked the cashier. No, he said. Just one really angry one. What? When you get angry, what makes up for you? Is it roses, wine? What it is that will make you ball?
Remember, Nikki Nick used to talk about, well, she spoke about love languages.
Mm-hmm.
I am one of those that I respond to acts of service. But my angriness, it doesn't go off just so. It's like a gradual thing. So prepare for that to just be like there for a good while. But you also have to do like nice things for me.
Yeah, okay. The nice things as well, Maxim. What is that?
Acts of service. So clearly you weren't listening when Miss Nikki was talking.
And that's the problem with you women. You're... Y'all very vague, and y'all expect us to pick it up. We don't. When we all would learn,
so
if you want
me, my feet, go and pick up something for me and bring it.
Okay, good. I know.
Around the house, stuff like that.
Okay. So next time you're going to live anywhere, now grab your foot. Don't get horrors. I'm just trying to be nice. just trying to be nice, you know. Mixnuts Empress Lorraine sending love to all 105 family. Okay, Empress. Once again, we say happy birthday to Lorraine again. Lorraine, she's a neighbor of mine, and it's difficult to talk to her without looking from her neck right down to her toes. So I just have to look up in the lamp or something, you know what I mean?
She's a
gym instructor, so she fit as a fiddle. So, you know, I'm just saying.
Lauren has gotten so many happy birthday wishes this morning.
Yeah,
I
don't know. All her children should live together, because I get a WhatsApp from each one saying, tell mommy happy birthday. So I'm saying that they all live together. Why all of them they just say one happy birthday? You know what I mean?
Well, you didn't even say it's from your children.
It's from your children, Lauren. And your whole family and your friends and your neighbors and
just trying to get all the hype from Lauren's birthday.
So, good morning, George and Chunky. But George, the whole of the West is infested with rats. Get some rat poison for around your yard. Well, the problem with that is that I have dogs, so you just have to get a special one and put it special so the dogs will eat it and dead, and or the dog will eat
and
the
George
rats.
And George has a mango tree too.
Yes. That's just you reminding me that I want my tree. Yeah. Well, it's not bearing. That's what I'll tell you. You know? Hello, morning.
Good morning, George. How are you doing?
Hey, I'm not too bad. How are you?
You have a new son, Nicole?
Yes.
All right, okay.
Hi. Good morning.
Morning, my dear. Morning. George, the $20,000 fine, I find additionally there should be community service as well.
Agreed. That's a very good idea.
With the $20,000, because there are some people who will pay the $20,000 over and over because they can afford it. And if it is people, more or less, have to provide 1 month community service with that $20,000, I think they will feel it more, because obviously they will take them away from their business and their time, and they will be doing something worthwhile for society. So I think that's
a good idea.
Sending people to jail is not going to help. It's going to make it worse if you send people to jail if people refuse to pay the $20,000. So if you refuse to pay the $20,000, then you have to do community service, and you do it for like say 60 days, or as the judge may.
And you have to do community service with your mask on.
Yeah. And some of the chores is community service is getting down in the trenches and picking up the garbage.
Correct.
If that happens in New York, pick up the garbage, go to Wassa, all the bus sites supposed to fix, help them to fix it, dig the trenches and so, and things like that. That is the sort of community service you have to perform.
Thank you. Thanks, everybody. Yeah. Good morning, Big Daddy George. You could ride in my car anytime. Did you see? And Nicole here, not once would Nicole have said, George, I could pick you up. And if up comes this young lady, let me tell you who this is here. She have a name, you know?
I was assuming she has a name.
Yeah, but
her parents would have at least given that to her.
Let me see this. It was okay. Hi, just want to say thanks. Big time to these people. Arlene Ryan, Auntie Denise, Akida, Nika, Jamila, Auntie Jermaine, and the whole of the Maureen family for giving our kids the day they will never forget. Thanks again from Natasha James Maureen. And it's her birthday too. Okay, happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
Georgie, it's good to take a little 2 weeks vacation from your spouse. That is to rejuvenate your spirit, to come back into that relationship, you know, fighting now.
I don't know.
Fighting for the best now. So, a little 2 weeks break your back.
Me understand you?
Yes, I agree. A little 2 weeks with your girls or by yourself.
But if you take a 2 weeks with me, I rub in your foot with sandpaper when you see me, we come back, you know. When I say, babe, let me rub your foot, they say, yes, sandpaper, you know. Mad 2 weeks.
I will get somebody else to rub my foot.
And then you may not have any foot to rub. Hello, morning. Guys, it's Mixnuts right here on the Vibe City 105. And it's happening from Monday the 24th to Friday the 28th of August. It's Lifestyle Motors annual independence sale. Get 40% off on all the genuine parts and accessories for your red Suzuki, a Chevrolet, Jeep, or Porsche. Plus, with every purchase, enter to win one of three 55-inch smart TVs. Call 674-1000 or place your order at parts@lsmtnt.com to avoid the rush and help reduce crowding. Huge savings for you at Lifestyle Motors Parts Sales. All required COVID-19 safety measures have been put in place to ensure your safety and well-being. So I hope you heard that part, Nicole. Red Suzuki. They're getting parts cheap. Morning. Oh, sorry. Hello?
Okay. Hello?
You're right. I see you're gone.
No. I said I love me a red Suzuki.
That's what I'm saying.
So, Georgie, if Roger or Junior, sorry, decide, hey, I want to go a little St. Lucia, yeah, well, come on, you tell him no? Mm-hmm. Or my girl had to come too?
No, I...
A little boy time?
No. I must be honest, I'm not a boys' lime guy because I don't drink and them kind of things. So, a boys' lime normally, it starts with drinking.
Yeah.
So, I'm not a boys' lime guy. But if I have been to St. Lucia with Roger and Junior, ironically, they call the names, and boy was doing business. And no, I didn't carry anybody a couple of the time. A couple of times I did, and a couple of times I didn't. But it's not a vacation. I went to work. And... they would have been bored stiff.
But did you not go and visit little beaches and stuff like that?
Little beaches? That's the sea, right? That's what you're talking about, right? The beach with the sea?
Yes.
Right, yes. We would have all gone.
Yes, the beach. Go and visit beaches.
Yeah, we would have gone not as much as we would like to because we'll be working during the day. But yes, we would have visited one or two. But when I did carry someone, I carry them to the best beaches. The best beaches. And I give them the time that I would imagine they deserved. You know? So. But again, vacationing with the boys is no fun. No fun. Not my scene. Not really my scene. Oh, late for school is the one. Late for school, who say I could drive in her car anytime.
And this one is too different.
Too different what?
There you go.
Hello, morning.
You have your fans now.
Mm-hmm. And some of them turn into air conditions. Hello, morning.
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 And how are you?
Hey. Willie, I'm okay, girl.
I say any line. Morning. Because I was WhatsApping you and I hear any line busy. So I said, now what's up? Good morning, girlfriend. How are you this morning? Hello?
I'm fine, thanks. And
I'm what? I'm there with
glad
George.
To hear that you're better.
Yeah. No, I would say you're there with George.
No, you're much better.
Yeah, George, I'm all over the place this morning, and I hear anyway the question. I want to answer that back.
I'm just asking, do you think sometimes you just want to take a vacation from your man?
Yeah, for that, I'm for that. I'm not minding you. Taking care of you.
That is what you're talking about. Yeah, take a vacation. I go take a vacation from minding you.
And right hand jam together. So anytime I want to take a space from any man is because the man wanting you, you win a honey man. Plain talk bad manners.
Correct.
Experience to tell
nice.
You.
I like
plain
you.
Plain talk bad manners. That kind of thing. Yeah. Are you going and take a vacation for your living with your man? If you tell your man and your man say, well, look, darling, you want to go outside, look, take a trip because you are tired or something.
Tired.
I agree with that. Your husband send you on a vacation, but telling you, you want to pick up yourself, or the man want to pick up yourself. Reach the line of these big people, you want to, and when you come back, you want to scrub your foot with what a scrubbing brush.
Sandpaper.
To do what? What is it doing that for? You so need a husband, or you so need a woman that you're paying for all that kind of thing. He come back now, when she come back, and you come back with a dose or something. Where you going to say? Answer.
You're right.
That's when things are already known. Then you're hearing a woman 8 months after she's breeding for your man, or your woman is breeding for her next man, and you have to take that child.
Look for you, Rich.
Like, we don't pat and powder here. This is big people talk. This is a morning, it's Friday morning, you know. Friday's a morning, it's near to Mountain, and it's a fortnight. You're going to take a vacation. you're going on a vacation and your monthly salary there.
That's when you take the vacation.
What? Let me hear you. Let me hear you, darling. We're taking a vacation.
I said, that's when you take the vacation, when you get the little money.
My daughter, what you taking a vacation from that sweet, nice man that's taking care of you? Why are you taking a vacation?
Thank you. Thank you.
Why are you taking a vacation? This man is taking care of you, all your equitable marriage. You married for a good time, bad time, and miserable time, and you're going now? Where you going for? So when you go for the 2 weeks vacation, and somebody is visiting your bed for these 2 weeks, what you saying? And at the end, your jaw locked.
Can you cut your tongue?
I want to know what happened if George put something in your mouth. When you go for 2 weeks, you eat glad too because you get 2 weeks to run all over that football field. That no red flag up. You still talking, you know, and stop that language, get real. You're up to the time. You're up to this time, 2020 vision. We're going with the 2020.
Yes, ma'am. I will consider
you,
that.
I will come back and meet some of the clothes from the next woman in the house. The bed, she changed. The smell of the bed is different. How you fix the chair and everything inside changed for 2 weeks. You didn't cobweb. The woman come and cobweb and take care of your man for 2 weeks. Pat down, relax, and go back for the next 2 weeks. You want another vacation? And you have to accept it because you take it. iPhone card, Mr. and Mrs. Phone card. The big red you have in the kitchen, Mr. Phone card, tell you the morning. Big Jack morning, because we have thing, and you know, we have kind of woman with heavy tea bumper, so we don't want that big truck. All we have to take the key and throw all the in it. And you have it on your wife.
And you have
the east, one of the wheelchair, my girl and the captain and the whole of East driver, Lavanti driver, no all they waiting on my boy and Charlotte Street, I know you want to give all it. And all I want that for the morning. Don't ask me for it when all the seats are in the street. Look at you. Georgie!
Yeah, baby.
On a vacation, make sure and walk with us. When you study, see a cough, Ada. Go and stay out, don't come back in. Have a good morning. Rock can't come in anybody now. Defend what I say. Bye. Happy Friday.
Okay, babes.
Hey, Trinidad and Tobago, this is Bunchy Garden. Right now, you're on with the Mix Nuts. Cool. Craziness now.
Independence, guys.
You have something in your throat, baby?
No, I don't know if the Zoom is not great.
Well, maybe it's the Zoom. Yeah.
Yeah. But I'm going to take my leave now.
Okay.
Before we get cut off.
Okay, honey.
So I want to wish everybody a happy independence. I hope you're hearing me. But if you're not, just know that I love you guys. And we'll join y'all next week.
When I say love you guys, meaning the callers and me and everybody?
Everybody is a one love nation.
Yeah. You have to spoil it, eh? Crying. You have a great weekend.
Have a great and safe weekend.
Please hug your family, your daughter, and your parents.
You too.
Okay,
bye.
Babe. See you Monday. All right, that's correct. It's Mix Nuts right in the vibe. Hello, morning.
Told me.
Yes.
Nikki Nick here.
Hey. How are you going?
I am good. I was just listening to Will. I never would Willie.
Yeah, Willie easy. Really easy.
No, for the listeners who didn't hear or who don't know, the topic is, do you need a vacation from yourself? And really, well, some people said, you know, there's nothing wrong with taking a little 2 weeks, you know, go by yourself or with your girlfriends or whatever. So really is saying that, you know, if you go, you might come back and the place looking different and the bed smelling.
Somebody else take a vacation, correct?
Somebody's been sleeping in your bed.
Correct.
But you know what? I mean, when you think about it, whether you go on vacation or not, if a man or woman, if they want to do a certain, they're going to do a certain.
Yeah, but you don't have to help them do some. That's the point.
You know, I forget, you're the one who said no vacation time alone. Is that
the
two of you or...
But it's a life between two of us. Every vacationing, we're vacationing from everybody else, you and I.
Well,
while on your vacation, if you feel to take a walk, or you want to go, what is cool, because you think you're going to want to do that, I really not into. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Cool, I have no problem with that. But vacation alone, because you want time alone? No.
I feel that, well, for me, personally, I like the idea of having that alone time and also going on vacation. So I think like...
And it should be single. You want alone time? Then be single. Be alone.
You need some time apart, even if it's a weekend. You just run across to Tobago and, you know, you spend a couple of days and you come back. But I think if you could afford it, every year you'll go on vacation as a couple. But I think wherever you feel you need it, you go, even if it's just for a few days, just go on vacation. I think there's nothing wrong with that. I know, but I'm so freaking stupid with that.
No, I don't know. Yeah, I'm staying out of that. I don't know where you're going on this.
Oh, Lord, Georgie, it's all right. So anyway, it's almost 9 o'clock. Almost time for Mixed Nuts to wrap up.
Yep.
So, Georgie, wishing you a good day, a fabulous weekend. Trinidad and Tobago and the rest of the world, have a fabulous weekend.
Thank you, baby. Love. You have a good weekend yourself.
You're welcome.
Okay, babes.
Ciao.
Monday.
Yep.
And we're talking about, do you need a vacation from your partner? Hello, morning.
Yes, morning. Brother George, I'm going to say the blessing of the universe, you know.
Yeah.
A vacation from your partner is good, huh? But what I see happening in the country, the parliament open and open. They don't come out from vacation. And you know, they want to be the speaker. They're getting the house yet. Let us remember, happy 58th birthday for San Tobago. Remember the motto of the nation. Together we are fire, together we are discipline, production, and tolerance. Stop playing all your 5 years on the salary. Let us continue together and love and unity. Blessing. Happy birthday.
All right, buddy. Guys, it's Mixed Nuts right here on the Vibe City 105. George, is a mouse get the glue trap and put a piece of cheese on it. It usually sell in a pack of two. Use both and put it where you think it's passing. If it's a big rat, well, you better call in Rent-A-Kill. That's what I think, but I don't want... Well, what happens if the mouse or the mice or the rat stick on this sticky thing or they're going in a rat trap and... What are you doing with that physical rat? I'm not sure I want to go there with it, you know what I mean? Just saying.
Chicky Chong, big truck driver, how you gonna rub your foot, Gil? I go fly your kite.
Stop it. What's wrong with y'all?
Good morning, George Lover. Good morning to the whole of East River. George, I want to answer you on the phone, and your phone busy. So I can't answer you. I want to answer you on the phone, but your phone is busy. I don't know if I'm played on right or what, but it's busy, but I want to answer you on the phone. Back question.
Well, you get your chance. Morning time, George and crew. Just want to say morning to my kids, Teresa, Clarissa, and Zayden. It's Philip from Richard. Hello, morning. Morning.
Yeah, good morning, George.
Good morning, sir.
Yeah, Garcia here.
Hey, Garcia, Richard.
Hi there, boy. I've been in your class for a little while, boy.
Why? Everything okay with you, though?
Yes, sir, of course.
Okay, good. That's all.
Just want to say happy birthday to you, brother. And may God bless you to live to see many, many more.
Nice.
All right. Thanks, everything good up here in PTSC land. We just have one problem, boy. These passengers traveling and they not have their mask properly fitted on their face. And it's a problem, and they tell them they're vexed, boy.
No, boy, that's no good. That's yeah. No good.
They think wearing a mask on their face and having it underneath their chin, on their mouth, and their nose exposed will save them from COVID, but that ain't going to help them at all.
No, it wouldn't. Thanks a lot, brother.
Okay.
Nice. Good. Sorry. Sorry. Kanaya and Jamila Morin and baby girl. We got some messages to get rid of here.
Good morning, George and the young lady. I need to take a vacation. One, and he's not taking care of me because I working and seeing about me, right? So I need to take a vacation. Really, whether I am there or on a vacation, women just still take over.
Well, you know, the sensational Sammy is here, and I love to ask this question when he's here because I like to hear his point of view. So I am going to ask him. So, Sammy, do you believe in a man or woman taking a vacation from the loved one? Separate? So they're taking a vacation from them. Them going away 2 weeks on their own because they want a vacation from you. You believe in that, boy? You know what I feel, boy, Sam?
No, I believe in that.
I believe if you say you want time alone, you had all that time from when you're born to when you meet me alone. I know what time again you want alone. And if you want more time alone, then be alone.
Basically,
yeah. Go and be alone, because I ain't going through that.
No.
I ain't going through that. Sorry.
I ain't even alone. No.
Yeah, thank you. Because you know, as a man, you know, you looking, and this is hypothetically because we are not cheaters, but if we were cheaters, we going behind the women who on vacation from the man. That's who. Hello? So, guys, please, give me a break. George, the Vickers Bar in Saint Vitus Pinal. George, I don't want any vacation from my husband, but for who to keep him company? Nah, not yet. Not me, baby. You're right. Morning, George. I will encourage you to go on vacation. I do my thing, too. Why are you so? Morning, George and Nicky Nick. I was planning to purchase, but Nick also are cool. Cox Curtis. Morning, George Bella from John. Need a vacation for my husband, Michael. Oh gosh, she's a pain, but I love him still. Well, you're good. Good morning, George. This song you're playing, could you send me some love out to Junior Edward from Mish, please? Thanks. One last voice note before we go.
Bless morning, Georgie. Ali inside, loving the vibes, and you know what you gotta do and be safe. Reach home safe, Georgie.
Yeah. That's correct, guys. Hey, don't wear your mask. You gotta blow your nose. Until Sunday morning, I leave in the good hands of the sensational Samuel, the sensational Cruz. 5 CT.